I'm your host, Mackenzie Kappa, formerly of Cultivating the Lovely, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. Basically, life is messy, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together, and just to get us started, I'll go first. Today, I am really going first because I've been doing all the research and all the planning to talk about automating our lives for summer. So we talked about a lot of things in our summer planning episode, but today I'm going to talk about specific little hacks and tricks and things that you can put into place with both your routines and then also some other things like technology to make your summer go in a more automated way. So you don't have to put as much brain effort into what you need to do next and how to get things done. So we're just going to talk about some of those little hacks. And a lot of those things, especially with technology, are things like having a smart home or having pieces of a smart home or having certain appliances and that kind of thing to make your life easier. And it just so happens that Amazon Prime Day is coming up on June 21st and 22nd, and it's a fabulous time to get some of these things that are going to make your life easier for really, really great prices. So we are going to talk about all of that together on this episode about automating your life this summer and getting prepared to make the most of Amazon Prime Day. But first, I want to tell you about some stuff that we have going on in Patreon right now. If you are not familiar with Patreon, it's basically the paid membership part of Live Well Anyway. Our Patreon is actually called Live Well Together because we have such an amazing community of ladies who come together and get to really participate in friendship and support and encouragement of each other, especially as we keep trying to hone in our lives and our planning and all of the stuff about our days. It is just such a fun community of women. And over there in Patreon, even if you're just at the $5 level, which we call the And Peggy level, you get to participate in our private Facebook group where I do daily lives 4 days a week. Sometimes during the summer, I might try to incorporate our Wednesdays also, but I generally do Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday Friday, and we have decided to implement themes for this summer. So I don't know how long these will last into the fall. Maybe we'll just love it and keep going that direction. But basically, this is what it's going to look like for our lives for the summer in case you want to come and participate in them and see how I am doing life and learn about the things that I have learned about. So on Mondays, we are going to be having planning Mondays. So that is where I show my Trello boards for the week. I share my meal plan for the week, and we talk about all the things regarding how I get myself ready for another week and the specifics of how I plan that and how I can help you guys to plan better for your weeks. On Tuesdays, we are having Crunchy Tuesday, where I'm going to be talking all about different things that I have learned about over the years to make our life a little bit more green. So I really went into this when I had my oldest son and I got rid of all of our cleaners and body care products and I cloth diapered and I had natural labors and all of that kind of stuff. And I've come a little bit more to the middle since then. I'm a little bit older now, 15 years older to be exact. And so I think I've got a little bit more balanced approach to things than I did when I was in my early 20s. But there's also so many more options on the market for how to take care of your home and your family in a green way. And so I have been doing a lot of the research into those products. And I just am sharing kind of how I got to where I am and the things that I use for all the different categories in our life. So on those Tuesdays, you'll hear everything from my favorite natural toothpaste to the detergent that we use to all of that kind of thing. All of those themes will be on Tuesdays. On Thursdays, it is Live Well Thursday, and it's about taking care of ourselves well, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, different things that we can be doing to take care of ourselves well, what that can look like, what it looks like to live well. That can include everything from how I create a cozy space in my home, to the lighting that I have, to how I enjoy taking baths and what I put in my baths in the evening. We will be covering all those different topics, and I take a lot of suggestions from my patrons about what they want to hear in those lives. And then on Fridays, we do five Friday favorites, and we have so much fun because we also do an Ask Me Anything. And those can be like the goofiest questions on the planet to more serious things. It's a really fun bonding time for all of us to get to hang out together. And it's just a really good time every Friday. It's kind of like a party before the weekend, and we would love to have you be a part of it. So if you want to participate in those daily live videos that are incredibly interactive and so much fun, we would love for you to come over and be a patron. Come over to patreon.com/livewelltogether. Sign up at any of the levels to be able to participate in those daily lives. And we would love to have you join us and welcome you into the Live Well Together community. So again, that's patreon.com/livewelltogether. We hope to see you there soon. But for right now, let's jump into this episode where we are going to talk about automating our lives this summer. We're going to focus on some really big categories that I think are just helpful ways to be able to reduce some of the stress and some of the decision making so that you can have more fun this summer and not spend so much time trying to do these little mundane tasks that don't need to be done over and over and over again. The first one, I've mentioned it before many, many times, but we're going to talk about it a little bit more in depth today, and that's meal planning. You guys, I know I talked about this on the planning episode, but I think there are some little hacks and things that you can do to even simplify the meal planning process. The first of these things is to use Plan to Eat. Now, full disclosure, they are sponsoring this episode of the podcast, but guess what? I would be talking about them even if they weren't a sponsor. I'm just going to go ahead and give you the little plug right here for how amazing Plan to Eat is and what it is. It's basically a meal planning service where you pay $39 a year or $4.95 a month, and you sign up for this subscription where you can put in all of your recipes that you already know that your family loves and eats and fit all of your dietary restrictions. And then as you go to plan each week, you just drag and drop those recipes onto your calendar. You can even populate that calendar to work with Google Calendars or iCal or all the different calendar software so that it will actually go on your normal calendar. But then even above and beyond that, you can make menus. So you can repeat a week or a month later on, and you've already saved yourself that time and effort in planning. And it also creates your shopping list for you. And the shopping list is so well done because it puts the products at the stores that you create on your list that you normally would buy those products from. So you already have that all figured out, and also divides them up between categories. Plus, when you're at the store, which you can use your handy little app that they have for Plan to Eat, it's got all the functionality as the website, but you can also plan on the go and have your list with you everywhere. You don't have to remember to print out a list or keep your list with you, make sure you have it in your purse. You've always got your phone with you, so you've always got your list. And on that list, something that I have found really beneficial at the store is that it also shows you what you need that particular ingredient for. So if you're looking at your list and you're like, why in the world do I need cornstarch? What is that even pertaining to? You can then click on it and see, oh, I need it for this meal that's coming up later in the week, and this is what that goes to. It just helps me to be able to keep everything straight in my brain. Now, if you're wanting to sign up for Plan to Eat, my listeners can actually get 60 days free. So here is the plug, you guys. You can go to plantoeat.com/lovely. You don't even have to put in a credit card, but it will give you all the functionality of the website for 60 whole days. That's summer. That is the next 2 months to be able to really get in there and see what this program can do for you. You can also friend me on there. You can find me at Bold Turquoise. Then you can see all of my plans. You can see my recipes. We can coordinate together and share things, which is really awesome. But like I said, I'm not just telling you guys that you can get this 60 days free by going to plantoeat.com/lovely just because they're my sponsor. I talk about them on Instagram all the time, and they don't sponsor me over there. I talk about Plan to Eat because I legitimately use this service, and it has saved me so much brain space. First of all, when I feel stuck on recipes and I don't know what to make, I've got them all in there to be able to look at really quickly and remind myself what I typically make, what my family actually eats, because I don't know about you. Sometimes I go a little bit brain dead, especially when we're heading into a different season. I'm like, I don't even remember what we cooked last summer. Like what is even on the docket for me to be able to return back to and utilize? And when I look in there, I've got all the recipes there. So I can just look at my list and be able to draw from that. Of course, I can add new things in really simply. They've got a great little web clipper tool that makes it super fast and easy. You're not sitting down there typing in all of these recipes. It just auto-populates for you once you put in the link to the recipe and all of that good stuff. It's super simple. But then once you've got those things in there, you've got that repository to constantly be able to draw from. Once you do that initial push of work, which yeah, there's a little bit of setup time to make it work because you're going to want to get your actual recipes in there. You're going to want to set up what the stores are that you typically shop at. You've got to do that little bit of initial investment. But once you do that, it makes your life so much easier. It automates your life for you. All you have to do then when you're planning your meals is drag and drop them onto your calendar, which is super simple. When you create a meal plan that really works for your family, you can really easily then turn that into a menu, which is super simple and quick, and then you can just use that menu over and over and over again. That's the kind of automation I'm talking about. You are taking out so many steps when you do the work and then you don't have to do it again. You've already figured it out once. Now you can just reuse that same plan repeatedly. Now are you seeing why that initial investment of time and energy with Plan to Eat is so worth it? It really makes a difference because you can now just repeat things over and over again. And you can do it, maybe you figure it out a month. Maybe your family doesn't want to eat the same thing every week. But you can either create just weeks that you're going to then repeat whenever you want to, or you could create a whole month. And then you can repeat that a month or so down the road. And your family isn't going to feel like you're eating the same thing all the time, but you don't have to keep putting the energy into figuring it all out again. Another great way that you can simplify your meals and automate something is using your Instant Pot. You guys, it's got so many different functions on it that make cooking a lot simpler. You can even take it out on your back deck to do your cooking, so you're not filling your house up with all the smells. You're not heating your house up by using the stove and the oven in any way. You can just use that Instant Pot. And another great tip that I learned about is venting your Instant Pot outside. Even if you've cooked with it inside, if you take it outside to vent, it just doesn't add all that steam to your house. It doesn't add all the smells to your house. It's just a super easy way. I just unplug mine if I've been cooking with it inside and take it out on the back deck, let it vent. Super simple. And an Instant Pot is a great Amazon Prime Day purchase, you guys. They usually go on sale. They've got all different sizes and different additions for you to be able to get if you want one that's super techy and you can like connect it to your phone and automate your life even more, or if you just want something that's more simple and you just push the button and go. I mean, I really love when I put chicken in there and I just push poultry, boom, done. It's gonna figure out what it needs to do and I don't have to think about it again. It has simplified my life so much and it makes cooking, I think, especially in the summer, so much easier. Speaking of saving energy and shopping for groceries, I really want to encourage you guys to try either delivery or pickup of your groceries this summer. It is another huge time saver. I believe it is a money saver because you aren't seeing everything else in the store that you would maybe buy if you were there. And it saves you your sanity because every time I think that I want to go to the store with my children, like I went with the girls last night, like, oh, I'll hit Target and Trader Joe's. It'll be fun. It'll be like a girls' trip. It's not fun. It's not fun, you guys. Let's just all grapple with that fact that shopping with children is not enjoyable. And so make this easy this summer. I shop through one of our local grocery stores and I go ahead and go do the pickup option because then I'm able to get all the discounts from that grocery store and all of the benefits of like they give me cheaper gas and all that kind of thing. And I like to be able to get that by shopping straight through the store and just going and picking it up. They just load it in the back of my car. But they also show me all the things I've bought before, which makes it a lot easier for us to get those repeatable items that I'm I'm wanting to shop for all the time. We always need to get milk. We always need to get bread. We always need to get those kinds of things. And it's got them right at the top of the website for me. So right from there, it's automating things. It's simplifying them for me. It's saving me time and energy. I can also look right on the website for Plan to Eat, see my shopping list, and really easily pull things over into my shopping cart. But then I have a lot of friends who also take it a step farther. They use Instacart because they don't care about getting all of the discounts from the grocery store. That's not an issue to them because the reward of having the Instacart shopper just show up at their door with all of their groceries is great enough that they don't worry about, you know, a few cents here or there. And I think that's awesome. If you are able to do that, then do that, because it is an additional time saver if you can just have stuff show up when you need it to show up and you don't have to go anywhere. That is another amazing way to be able to automate your life and do two things at once, basically. And sometimes those two things at once are you're out enjoying yourself with your kids while someone else is doing the work for you of going and doing your grocery shopping. That is absolutely worth it. And it's a great way that you can automate your life this summer. Plus, when you get really good at it, if you haven't tried it yet, summer is a perfect time for it because then it's going to set you up for fall. A lot of these things that you are going to put into automation this summer are actually going to help you then to make your life easier in the fall as well, because you will have turned them into habits, which is another thing that I want to talk about. Some of this stuff isn't able to be automated by a machine or technology. Some of it is creating the routine or the habit for you and your family. And summer is a great time to establish those things, reinforce those things, teach your kids new skills that they need to have as they grow up and become productive adults. And I am preaching to myself here on this one because I know that I need to put in a little bit of time and effort, kind of like with Plan to Eat. On the front end, there's some time and effort, but then it has rewards over time. That is how I'm looking at this summer with my kids because, you know, by the end of the year, we've all kind of fallen off the wagon with the chores and all that kind of thing. A few months ago, I swore I was never going to fold their laundry again, that they were going to do all of it. And then you get caught up with life and you don't have a good plan and you don't have a good routine. And guess who's doing all the laundry again? Well, this summer, I'm changing all that. We're going back to the original plan of my kids are going to learn to do their laundry, and even my girls can fold their laundry and put it away. So we are going to be taking those first couple of weeks of summer to really reinforce the habits and the routines and the flow of our day that I want us to have for the rest of the summer. And then those are skills that I want to be able to extend into the fall. Like with my 15-year-old yesterday, I said, pick a day that you are going to do your laundry. And every day this summer, that is going to be the day when he does all of his laundry. We need to get back into the rhythm with our cleaning routines. I think even more so in the summer because everybody's home all the time. And so there's just a lot more mess everywhere. We need to get back into the routine of nightly pickups. Everybody needs to take all of their own junk to their own room and find a place for it so that I am not having to deal with it in our main living space. I know that for me, my brain is so much calmer and so much happier when our main living space feels calm, like the space is not just hectic and crazy and has stuff everywhere. I can't keep up with that all by myself when the kids are all home. They need to participate in that. So that is one of those things, like I said, I'm preaching to myself here, where I am going to have to make the agreement with myself to be on top of them for the first couple of weeks of summer until it just becomes a routine and we get it down and they can be doing that throughout the summer to help me out and help our space to not just completely descend into chaos. Ladies, let's talk about a really fun topic, acne. Now, I haven't been dealing with a lot of acne in quite a while, but I have a teenager. And you guys, sadly, when it comes to like real deal teenage acne, a lot of over-the-counter products just aren't cutting it. And that was definitely the case with my son. So we wanted to step things up a little bit and try something a little bit more effective. And we have found that with Apostrophe. You guys, they are the sponsor of this episode and I am so grateful for them because they have made such a big difference in my son's skin. So what Apostrophe is, it's a prescription skincare company that offers science science-backed both oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. My son has been using the topical medication that one of their dermatologists prescribed to him, and it has been amazing to see the transformation in his skin. So much so that he sees the difference and he stays on top of using it without me having to remind him to, which all of you ladies out there who are mamas of 15-year-old boys, you know what a big deal that is. Like, he sees it, he feels more confident, and so he does it on his own, and I love that. Apostrophe actually connects you with a board-certified dermatologist, as I mentioned, who will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin. So you just simply fill out Apostrophe's online quiz about your skin goals and medical history, and then you snap a few selfies, and your dermatologist will create your customized treatment plan. It was super simple. We didn't have to take him out of school or do any in-office visits. It just was very straightforward, and they got back to us so quickly. And Apostrophe treats not only acne, but they can also help with other skincare goals, like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. So whether you are trying to treat your child or adult acne, or reduce those dark spots, or improve your skin's texture, Apostrophe can help you figure out what is going to work best for you. And I have a special deal for my audience. You can save $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/livewell when you use my code LIVEWELL. This code is only available to my listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/livewell and click begin visit. Then use my code LIVEWELL at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/livewell and use that code LIVEWELL to get your dermatology visit and save $15. And I just want to thank Apostrophe for helping to clear my son's skin and for sponsoring Live Well Anyway. So in my house, everyone will have their own laundry days. We will be having that time in the evening where everybody's going to pick everything up and take things to their own room. But as far as the cleaning goes, I am just not one of those people. It hasn't worked for me, especially being a working mom with having the kids all home, for us to try to do a few tasks every day. Doesn't work with my life, doesn't work with my summer. But something that we are typically able to do is set aside, usually on the weekend, a couple of hours where I can delegate out all the jobs. This is an automation thing for you guys too. Don't try to do it all yourself. You can offload onto other people, not just other machines. Now, if you've got like a Roomba and all of that kind of stuff, more power to ya. I can't wait till I can get one someday and offload that task as well. But for our house cleaning, like my son was complaining about the bathroom the other day. I was like, well, guess whose fault that is? It's yours, because that is your bathroom to clean. So if you don't like the way that it is looking, that's on you. You need to clean it, and I'm not going to feel bad about it. There are certain things that we can just go ahead and pass off on our children. So that is the automation step. Figuring out what they can clean, what they can be in charge of, teaching them how to do it, staying on top of them until it becomes a habit, and then setting aside those times on the weekends or whenever you can through your week where it's like, okay, you guys, we're going to put on music, we're going to all buckle down, and for this set amount of time, everybody is going to do their jobs, and then we can enjoy our clean house for the rest of the week until it descends into chaos again, and then we're going to get back on top of it. You know, I think that just putting in the effort to figure that stuff out, teaching them how to do it, is going to make a big difference in the automation of our lives. Now, one thing that you can do to automate things and remind people of things without you having to do it as much is utilizing some smart home technology like an Echo Dot. Now, we went ahead and outfitted our whole house with Echo Dots last October in the last Prime Day that they had, because it was so cheap to be able to do so. It was like, why not? I'm really not at a loss here if I give this a try and I see what kind of a difference it can make in our lives. And there are some very specific ways that Echo Dots have really simplified things, and we have so gotten used to having that accessibility in our house. One of the things that I really like about it is being able to set reminders for myself or for my kids. They will announce on either all of the dots or on a certain dot if I want them to. I used a reminder all throughout this year to help me to remember when I needed to leave to go get my kids from school. Now, that should be something that is just, you know, you should just remember. I get it. But sometimes I'd be caught up in the middle of recording a podcast or doing a voiceover job, and you sort of lose track of time. And I was so grateful when I would get this alert, because not only does it announce on my dots, but it also pushes those alerts to my phone and my Apple Watch so that I was never going to be late picking them up from school. It always reminded me when I needed to get up and go get in the car. That was incredibly helpful. But I'm also able to schedule those kinds of reminders for my kids, or even program things that if my kids ask the Echo a certain question, like, what are my tasks today, or what is my to-do list for the day, it will tell them. I can put all of that information in the app so that it responds to certain questions in a certain way. That's awesome. So not only am I able to write out a list of what my kids need to do and they can see it visually, but they can also have the reminder in an auditory way, which I think is super helpful. You're hitting all of the different ways that people learn and take in information when they can just be in whatever room. They don't have to go find their list, and they can just say, hey, Alexa, I'm trying to not set off all of your devices. What are my tasks today? Or what are Eliana's tasks today? She can just ask and it will tell her. Okay, so here are some other things that we really love our Echo Dots for. And yes, Amazon Prime Day is coming up. I would love for you to shop through my link. If you go to mackenziekappa.com/Amazon, it will take you to all of my recommended lists, all of this stuff that I've talked about. You can also go to mackenziekappa.com and click on podcast. It will have the show notes for this episode where a lot of these things are talked about, but they're really easy to find on Amazon. And if you shop through mackenziekappa.com/Amazon, I do get a little kickback. It helps me to, you know, buy my kids Christmas gifts and that sort of thing. So full disclosure, that's awesome. And thank you for doing that. But I also think these are really great ways to just make your life easier. I know it has certainly made ours easier. So one of the things that we love using our Echo Dots for is creating shopping lists. I can even do it in the car by using the app. I can just tell it what I want on my shopping list. But even my kids, if they say, oh, mom, we're out of toilet paper, I say, add it to the list. And they say, lady who shall not be named, add toilet paper to mom's Costco list. And it will say, I have just added toilet paper to your Costco list. That's pretty dang handy. So again, it's like with Plan to Eat, I've always got my shopping list with me. I don't have to remember bringing along a piece of paper that I've written things down on. I've got shopping lists that are categorized out by the store that I need to buy the thing from, and that makes my life so much easier. We love using our Echoes for alarm clocks. They can be alarms for all kinds of different things. We wake up to them. You can set all sorts of really fun sounds or music, especially if you've connected a music account to them. That's been really handy to have. We drop in on each other, so it's basically like an intercom system. If I am in any room, I can ask my Echo to drop into a different room and be able to talk to that person. So I can tell them that I need them to come down so I can talk to them about what they want in their lunch the next day. Or I could just ask them, hey, what do you want in your lunch the next day? And we don't have to go screaming around the house. I love that feature. I also love that I can make announcements. I can just say, Echo Dot, make an announcement. And she'll say, what do you want to make an announcement about? And I'll be like, everybody needs to come down for dinner. And sometimes it'll even add like a little fun little bell, like a dinner bell sound, and be like, dinner's ready. And so I love that I can do those little things. I don't have to be screaming around my house. It's just, you know, the little stuff that makes life better and easier. We've automated a lot of the lights in our house. So all of our bedrooms have smart light bulbs in at least one lamp or overhead light in all of our bedrooms. So mine is my bedside lamp. I can turn it pink at night so that it just gives like a nice glow and it's not such a harsh light. I can change the percentage that I want the light to be brightened too. So I can say Echo Dot, bedroom lamp at 25%. And I can gradually dim it throughout the evening, which is really nice. Helps me to wind down for sleep. All of my kids have these as well. They love being able to change the colors. Plus, I love when we're leaving and I see that all of their lights are on in their bedrooms. I can go into the app and shut off everybody's lights, which is a great money saver for energy. I love that I can turn on my lights when I'm not home. I can set them to be able to turn on when I'm not home, which is really nice because you can create all kinds of routines within the app, which is super handy. Like, I have my back patio lights on a timer through my Echo, where they come on a half an hour before sunset because the app knows when sunset is, and then they turn off at midnight every night. I love that I could get that specific and that customizable with what I can have my Echo Dot do for our smart home. I like that I can set multiple different timers when I'm cooking, and I can have them be for a specific thing. So I can say, set a pasta timer, and then it will say, your pasta timer is done when I'm done with it. And I can say, set a turnover timer, and I'm not getting mixed up on which thing is on which timer. It just tells me. That is another thing that saves me brain space and helps me to know. You can even ask, how much time is left on my pasta timer? And it will tell you. It's just these little things that make life so much simpler. We've all loved being able to utilize the music features in all of our different rooms. You can have music play in just one room or on all of your dots throughout the house. That's been super fun. My kids use them for audiobooks because it's connected to my Audible account. So I have books in there for my kids to be able to listen to. We especially like utilizing sleep stories for them. So we use The Little Rabbit Who Wants to Fall Asleep or The Little Elephant Who Wants to Fall Asleep. And I can set a sleep timer. So they can start that when they are going to bed. And I set a sleep timer for it to turn off in 20 or 25 minutes. That's been really awesome. And then my older son, he doesn't usually want to listen to, you know, The Little Elephant Who Wants to Fall Asleep, but he loves using his Echo for sleep sounds. So he'll turn on a box fan sound or rain or whatever it is he wants to listen to just help to calm him down at night. And he likes having that white noise in his room to help him to sleep. We've all gotten really used to walking into a room and just telling the lights to turn on or to turn off. We can turn on or off our TV by just telling it to do so. Those are all really handy things that you don't really think about until you start doing it, and it becomes so much simpler. One of my absolute favorite things that we have coordinated with our Echo Dots is my Nest thermostat. First of all, it has saved me a ton of money. It checks on all of our air system to make sure that everything is functioning properly. So it keeps on top of that for me. But it's also shown me how to set eco settings. It learns our routine. So it knows when we like it cooler and when we like it warmer. It makes sure to get cooler in the evening by a certain time so that everybody can sleep comfortably. And I can just tell it. I can say Echo Dot, temperature 65, and it will do that. It will just make that happen, which is awesome. I don't have to go to the thermostat. I don't even have to look up the app on my phone. I can just tell it to do that. And then I really like the Nest feature where it sends you an email every month saying how much money you saved, how much energy you used in comparison to the month before, things you can do to help with that. I've found it to be really beneficial since we've had it since last October in making our energy usage much more efficient. And I have loved it. It's been really nice when I've been in my studio and I've needed to turn the air conditioner off, but I don't want to get up and go and do that. I can say it through the app and it will change it. It has just been super handy to be able to get that done. Ladies, let's talk about a little problem that a lot of us have. It is having to reheat our coffee a million times a day because we're busy. And we've got things to do and kids to take care of and jobs to work. And a lot of times we just aren't able to finish our coffee while it is still warm. And nobody wants to get only halfway through their coffee to already be feeling like they're drinking coffee that is a day old. That's no fun, but that is where the Ember Mug makes things magical and wonderful. I also love using my Ember Mug in the evenings to wind down and have my little chamomile tea and have it be the perfect temperature the entire time that I'm using it. Because Ember is a temperature-controlled smart mug that keeps your coffee or tea or whatever it is you want to keep warm the perfect temperature until the very last sip. And they really take it up a notch. It's not like you just set it on this thing or plug it in and it just keeps it a generic hot. No. The Ember Mug actually is connected to an app on your phone where you get to specify the exact perfect temperature that you want your drink to be at. And not only will it keep it that temperature, it will tell you when it has reached that exact temperature. It ensures a perfect, delicious sip each and every time. And with a sleek design, Ember has a long-lasting built-in battery, so you can sip your coffee in any room of the house without it getting cold. And when you're ready to recharge, you just place it on the included charging coaster that coordinates with your mug, and it's all a very aesthetically pleasing experience. So there's no more reheating your drink in the microwave. There's no more burning your mouth when it's too hot. It lets you know, and it's different from all those other mugs that are out there on the market because Ember offers precision temperature control. It's available in 10 ounce, 14 ounce, and a travel mug. And Ember just released a stunning new rose gold edition. That's the one they sent me. It is beautiful. I absolutely love it. And it's added to their metallic collection. So this new mug is the perfect pop of color for any work from home setup and makes an ideal gift for any coffee or tea lover. I actually have rose gold accents all over my office space. So it was so perfect that that was what they sent to me. I was super excited. And for first-time Ember customers, you can use my code LIVEWELL to get 10% off a purchase of $129 or more. I absolutely love this thing. It is the little luxuries in life that just make life a little bit more lovely. So go and get your Ember mug. Like I said, first-time Ember customers can use my code LIVEWELL for 10% off a purchase of $129 or more. And I just want to thank Ember for sponsoring LIVEWELL anyway. And of course, during Amazon Prime Day, again, is a great time to get some of these things to make your home smarter, like the light bulbs, like the Nest thermostat. We've also loved our Ring doorbell. Man, I didn't know what I was missing out on before I had that thing, but now I absolutely love knowing whenever there's a package delivered to my doorstep so that I'm aware that it's out there. If I'm not home, it's like I've got a watch on it. I love that the Ring doorbell also sends me alerts for things happening in my greater neighborhood area. I think it's like a 2-mile radius. It tells me if there are fires or burglaries or any sort of big incidents happening. That is super handy to have that information very close by and kind of keeping tabs on what is happening. If my son has been gone with friends or that sort of thing, I love being able to know when he's gotten home. I can see when he's come in the front door. There's just some really handy stuff like that about having a Ring doorbell, and they're often on a great sale during Amazon Prime Day. Any of this kind of stuff, these electronics, Amazon Prime Day is a great time to get those. And of course, anything that is an Amazon product that is created and sold by them, such as the Echoes, that's a big thing. They're smart plugs, so those are an awesome thing to be able to get to go with your Echo. That's how we controlled our Christmas tree and our Christmas lights and all of that kind of thing this past year. That's what I have our downstairs lamp plugged into. You can plug coffee makers into them. You can plug all sorts of things into smart plugs. But also, you guys, another big Amazon thing that is sold and created by them are Kindles. I absolutely love my Kindle. It's the main reason that I have as big of a library as I do because I don't have to have it physically in my home. I've always got my books with me. I've got all kinds of different books on there. So whatever mood I'm in, I can usually find something that I want to read and that I will enjoy. I just absolutely love my Kindle, but also all of my kids have Kindles. Now, my boys don't really use their Kindles anymore. They've kind of outgrown those and moved on to other things like phones and computers and stuff. But my girls just recently for Christmas got the Kindle Fire 10. We have absolutely loved having those. They've really really enjoyed having them to go back and forth with from their dad's house. So they've got them with them. They've got books and audiobooks and games, and they're even logged into some of our TV providers through their Kindles. And that eliminates a lot of frustrations, like on car trips and when not everybody wants to watch the same thing and that sort of thing. They've just really enjoyed having them and being able to utilize those. And Kindles are always going to be way more on sale during Prime Day. Anything made by Amazon, this is the time to get it. I would even encourage you, be thinking about Christmas. Start thinking about that now, and you can get stuff for such a good price. It is worth it to buy it this early and just stash it away for Christmas time. Another fun thing that I've seen that Amazon is having some great deals on during Amazon Prime Day this year are subscription boxes. Now, I didn't even know that you could get a lot of these through Amazon and from companies that I've heard of, like Little Passports and Wickbox and Highlights and all of these different companies. You can actually access their subscription boxes through Amazon, and some of them are up to 50% off these boxes for your first box. So what I'm probably going to do is subscribe to a few of these for my girls that are activity-based sorts of things, like the Highlights boxes. They have all different ones. They have mystery ones that you can figure out, and they have like the hidden picture ones and all kinds of different boxes that you can get the first month for like $6 or something insane. And that's going to be stuff that can keep them busy, especially while I'm working during the day. And I need to not be thinking about creating all sorts of fantastical things for them to be doing. And I don't want them just to be on their Kindles all day long. And so getting some of these subscription boxes that have activities in them, I think is going to be a total lifesaver. And I can cancel after the summer. I don't have to keep paying for it, but it's a great way to automate my summer, to have things coming to our house that they are going to be able to utilize to keep themselves busy and keep learning throughout the summer. And I don't really have to think about it. I don't have to plan for it. Everything's going to come in the mail, and it's at such a good price for Amazon Prime Day. And a lot of these you can even start subscribing for now before Prime Day happens. They are already up and ready, and you can subscribe to them so that you're getting your first box in July. I was really shocked by some of the deals and some really fun things too. They have like a beef jerky box and a tea box and like all kinds of different things. Everything under the sun, they have a subscription box for. I think it is really worth your time to go over there and check it out and see what you might be able to access for a really amazing price this summer from now up until Prime Day on some of these subscription boxes. Also, if you do any spending from now until Prime Day from small businesses that have their products on Amazon, you can get a $10 credit to then be able to use on Prime Day. So that's a really awesome thing too, where you're supporting these smaller companies that are working with Amazon, but you are actually helping them. You can look on the website and they will show you like specific small companies that are from your region that you want to purchase from, or a specific category like beauty or household or whatever. And you can support these small guys who are trying to keep it going through the pandemic and all of that, but get all of the benefits of shopping through Prime. And then you get a $10 credit to be able to use on Prime Day, making Prime Day even more worthwhile. Another great automation thing for your life and also utilizing Amazon Prime is to set up one of their subscription boxes. It's summer. It's a great time to try that out. You can throw all kinds of things in there that you know your family uses regularly and uses up, and be able to get those on repeat showing up at your door every month. And then you also get additional discounts if you subscribe to a lot of these items. And you can throw things in there like snack foods and vitamins and all kinds of more like daily use kinds of things, toilet paper, paper towels, whatever it is that you go through a lot of that you know you're constantly trying to replenish. And it takes a lot of that brain work out of it for you because it will just show up at your door every month. Now you can go back in there and change what's in your box every month. You're not locked in forever. But if you're going through certain things and you know that you always get to the end of your vitamin C and you're like, dang, I forgot to order again. Well, when you have stuff in a subscription box, it's just going to show up and it's going to take a lot of that thought process out of the brain for you. So you don't have to keep reminding yourself. It's going to do the work for you. Anything that you can put a little bit of time and effort into this summer to set up for this reoccurring kind of you don't have to think about it is going to be really helpful in the long run, especially as things pick up and get more busy in the fall again. You're setting yourself up for success right now by getting these things set up and honed in, like with an echo. A lot of people have questions for me about, well, how did you set this up and that up? Well, summer is a great time to get it, try it out, get your feet wet, create all those routines in the app, get your list set up, do all that kind of thing. Create the routine so that your lights turn on and dim at a certain time. I even have a routine for my morning alarm where my light comes on when the alarm goes off and over 5 minutes slowly gets brighter and brighter. So it wakes me up over that 5 minute period. And then finally, I've got my brighter light and it helps me to wake up and I can get out of bed. There's so many little perks like that. And summer is the perfect time to dive into it, really figure it out, get it all set up and running well, and you figure out your preferences so that come fall, when things get crazy with back to school and activities and all that kind of thing, you are like good to go. You've got everything in place. You've got all your meals in the plan to eat, and you've got your Echo set up, and you've got your doorbell, and you've got your thermostat, and you're like good to go for the fall. This is prime time, not to use a play on words, but seriously, it's prime time to get yourself set up, get these things in place so that you can have less of a headache when everything starts to hit again. And as a little reminder, I just want to wrap up this episode because I know I've thrown a ton of information your guys' way. But as far as automating things, I really want to encourage you, if you haven't listened to the last couple of episodes where Katie and I go over summer products and planning and all of that kind of thing. I think you can go back 3 episodes and kind of start there and work forward. That is a lot of the automation too. It is doing the planning for summer so that your life can work well and you can know how to move through all the different kinds of crazy activities and days that are available to you in the summer with the least headache as possible. Doing things like having all of your kids have a bag set up for the summer. I think that is a huge automation thing right there. I have ordered my kids' bags. They have their towels. They have all the stuff that goes in them that we have detailed in those other episodes. They are ready to go so that they know what they need to do every night. Make sure those bags are packed so that we have maximum flexibility every day if we get invited to go somewhere. Everybody just needs to grab their summer bag and we are ready to hit the road. That's the kind of stuff that is going to make summer more enjoyable, make summer more spontaneous, and allow you to not be stressed the whole time because you've put in the effort and the work in the forefront of summer. And again, Amazon Prime Day is a great time to be looking on Amazon and getting all of those things that you need to get yourself set up for summer, getting your kids set up for summer, getting the sunscreen, getting the towels, like those Turkish towels that are just incredible, you guys. Those are the little things that are going to save you a big headache. And if you just go ahead and get it all now, you're set for summer. And that's kind of what I've got for you guys. If you have any specific questions of things that you would like me to go into more detail on, I'm going to be doing a lot of 101s over in Patreon over the next couple of months. We're going to be doing a 101 on Trello and how to set that up and use that well. I will probably be doing a 101 on using an Echo Dot and how to get it set up and how to hone things in and create routines and that sort of thing. So if you want more of a visual, if you want to have an interactive experience with me where you can ask questions and figure that stuff out, then coming over and joining us in Patreon is a great way to do that. I'm also doing a lot on Instagram. Like Katie and I went on last week and we showed a lot of the products that we talked about in last week's podcast. We showed what we are putting in our kids' bags for on the go. I will be showing a lot of different sunscreens over the next couple of weeks to show you what kind of a white cast they have and how I'm utilizing them and which ones I'm using for my kids and which ones I'm using for me and all that kind of thing, we are going to be showing it on Instagram. So if you want to see those things and participate in those conversations, I would love to have you over there, especially as I'm doing lives on Instagram, and you can find me at Mackenzie Coppa. It is one of my favorite places to be able to connect with you guys. So come over, join me on Instagram at Mackenzie Coppa, give me a follow, hop into my DMs, chat with me, say hi. I love being able to connect with you guys on IG, do stories over there. I'm trying to get back into that flow and into that groove of showing what our actual life looks like and what it looks like to be living well anyway, especially since I've been going through a ton of transitions in my life. I have a boyfriend now who has children who we are incorporating into our life and doing things together and doing meals together and activities together. And I'm really trying to show that to a lot of you guys so you can see what that looks like and how we're doing it. And we're not doing it perfectly, but I feel like we're doing a pretty good job. And we're really trying to live well anyway and make the most of things. And it's not easy and there's a lot of chaos, but I'm really enjoying getting the feedback from you guys. I feel like a lot of you have said it has been hopeful and encouraging for those of you who have gone through similar things to me and think that maybe that sort of a future isn't possible. And believe me, I have been there. I know how daunting and frustrating and kind of hopeless it can feel. But now, almost 4 years later, and in a very different place, I can tell you how amazing and wonderful it is. And I'm really having fun being able to showcase some of that on Instagram. And I would love for you to come and join that conversation and be a part of it. So follow me at Mackenzie Coppa on IG. I would love to see you there. Okay, ladies, that is it for this week's episode. As always, you can find the show notes at MackenzieCoppa.com. Just click on podcast. You can find everything there. You can find links to a lot of the stuff that we talked about today over on Amazon. You can go to MackenzieCoppa.com/Amazon to go to all of my suggested items. But even if you go through that link and just buy whatever you want to buy, I get a little kickback that doesn't cost you any more money, and I so appreciate it. All right. Until next week, ladies, thank you so much for joining me today, and go be bold and gracious.